Rossini, the Lone Rangers, the Lone, or the Lone Ranger, would be who to go to. I want to encourage you to go to legacyooks.com to learn more about the group. And before you play your last song, I want to just acknowledge our guests today, Orly Trumbull, a 10th grader from Pittsburgh Obama High School who is helping to register voters in a big way, even though she is not yet at voting age. Also, Amber Wewol, who is involved in the Pennsylvania Bird Atlas, counting birds. Students from Hill Dance Academy Theater and the Shady Side Academy Jazz Combo for being here today. And what have you got next?
Well, next week, first of all, thank you, Larry, and thank you to your team. Just really appreciate them. It's been really encouraging for me to look through the glass and see them tapping and having fun listening to the music. So that's great. And to all your listeners, wishing them all the best. We know that today, like tomorrow, tonight, tomorrow, they got to turn the clocks forward.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I've been trying to mention it at least once an hour. Yes.
So this was your once an hour. We got it in. Good. You and I are a team. This is great. And next week, of course, is St. Paddy's Day. So in honor of the Irish Pittsburghians, is that right? Did I get that? No?
Pittsburghians, Yenzers.
Yenzers. Oh, okay, Yenzers. Okay, that's good. In honor of the Irish folks from Pittsburgh, this is the Irish Washerwoman to get you ready for St. Paddy's Day.
I'm going to thank you for listening. They're going to play us out today. We'll meet you here next week for the Saturday Light Brigade. Pittsburghians, Yenzers.
Okay, Yenzers. Okay, that's good. In honor of the Irish folks from Pittsburgh, this is the Irish Washerwoman to get you ready for St. Paddy's Day.
I'm going to thank you for listening. They're going to play us out today. We'll meet you here next week for the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm so happy we could feature Terry Griffith this morning, and you'll be able to hear the complete segment of Terry Griffith much, much more at neighborhoodvoices.org. Happy St. Patrick's Day Parade weekend. We will meet you here next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I heard what he did, by the way. He played Tom Lehrer in the 11 o'clock hour, I guess at the end of the 10 o'clock hour, and said, oh, well, I guess Jay Thurber can't start his show with this now. You stick to the banjo music and the kids, Larry, and I'll do the jokes. You're tuned to, will I? 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock. And this is Dennis Day.
Oh, my name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. Although a few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, oh, we play the March from Saul.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away.
McCarty pumps the all bassoon while I the pipes do play.
And Hennessy, Tennessee, Toodles are fluted, the music is something grand. A credit to all Ireland is McNamara's band.
President Kennedy to Ireland came, he took me by the hand. Says he, I never saw the likes of McNamara's band.
Well, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away.
McCarty pumps the all bassoon while I the pipes do play.
Hennessy, Tennessee, diddles are fluting, the music is something grand. A credit to all Ireland as McNamara's band.
Then I have come to play with McNamara's band and beat a big bass drum. And when they march along the street, the ladies take them grand. They shout, there's Uncle Eulie's playing with an Irish band.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away.
McCarty pumps the all bassoon while I the pipes do play.
And Hennessy, Tennessee, Toodles are fluting, the music is something grand.
A credit to all Ireland. Is McNamara's band.
Ah, Pethan McGara. Dennis Day on Radio 9, 88.3 WIRCT, Pittsburgh. And Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Well, good afternoon, parade fans. It is I, your deacon, to walk your song to swing your cup on the graduate chat against the group for college DJ Thurber. 12:03, much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul up until the 3 o'clock hour. And the full-time request line is open until 3 o'clock at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at J. Thurber Show. Cloudy skies, a little drizzly out there at times, looking for a high of 39, 33 right now. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 20 minutes.
More music. Wonderful weekend.
A song which has seven verses, and we're only allowed to sing five of them. As I was home on a Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife, and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that horse outside the door where my owl horse should be? Yeah, you drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've traveled 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door where my old coat should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that coat behind the door where my old coat should be? Yelly, you drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a woolen blanket that my mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've traveled 100 miles or more, but buttons in a blanket sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw me pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be? Yeah, you drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that my mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've traveled 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me Who owns them boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be? Billy, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see. They're two lovely geranium pots me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled, 100 miles or more, but laces in geranium pots I never saw before. And as I went home on a Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head inside the bed where my old head should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that head with you in the bed where my old head should be? Well, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see. That's a baby boy that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've traveled, 100 miles or more, but a baby boy with his whiskers on sure I never saw before. La 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 la.
The Dubliners with Seven Drunken Nights here on Radio 9. A lot of people find that they get through this show better if they drink a couple. Dick-a-dum-dum. That's what they call me, Dick-a-dum-dum. They call him Des O'Connor on Radio 9.
I gotta go to Piccadilly, gotta Piccadilly of a day to do it on. Get a moving on the Buckingham beat. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real sweet girl.
Dick-a-dum-dum.
I gotta go to Portobello, gotta sort of sell a little old antique or two. Blow it all on a Savaro suit. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real cute
girl.
Get a cute, get a pretty girl, get a pretty go-go girl and go boy. Saturday, that's a Saturday. Gotta chat away to the girls who stuck to stare in shops and boutiques. Lend me a fiver, I'll pay you in a few weeks. I'll take you to there. Even better, get a bus or get a double decker to the town around. Stay aboard till the weather gets dry. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real shy girl.
I dick a down down.
Get a car, get a mini car, get a mini go go car. Time that the day is fine, you can find a line of the boys who start to seek that certain real one. Lend me your fiver, I'll bring you back a spare one. I gotta go to Piccadilly, gotta Piccadilly of a day to do it on. I gotta move on to Buckingham Beat. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real sweet girl.
I dick a dum dum,
yeah. I dick a dum dum, I dick a dum dum.
The late great Desmond O'Connor, his father was Irish, but his mother was Jewish. He said he was the first guy named O'Connor ever to be bar mitzvahed.
WRCT.
Music Radio.
That
T-Rex, Bang a Gong, Get It On, Radio 9. 12:14, much more music time. Thanks for tuning in.
You got that kind of loving, make a man lose his mind. You got that little something, make me know that you're mine. You're looking good.
From the radio historian in the that's in our studio. You can get one of your own if you want. It's at theradiohistorian.org. And this, the March, obviously, calendar is up because it's March. And I was just looking, and there's writing on it. I mean, there's handwriting on it. I went over here to look. Judy's birthday is on Saturday, March 25th. So if you were looking to get something for Judy of Punk and Judy, helpfully written on the calendar that her birthday is March 25th, so we only have 14 more shopping days left.
Boston Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy.
Looking Glass here on Radio 9 at 12:22. Much more music time. New music coming your way in just a couple of moments or so from, let's look here, what haven't we played yet? Just looking here in our big list of new music. We have not played Sabrina Carpenter yet. So stay tuned for that right after we take care of your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Caution driving, especially on the south side and in Oakland, where there is a 100% chance of green barf in the different gutters later on today. The St. Patrick's Day parade today. Now, I believe, one of the large – the parade kicked off, let me see, about 2.5 hours ago now. So people ought to be well into their cups by now. I'm going to just take a look here. There's a live stream on the – the Channel 4 website. Yes, the parade right now, rounding the corner around a Vrbo commercial, and then Adobe Acrobat jumps in to let us know that that's available as well. So thank you so much for that live stream coverage of Vrbo commercials and pitches to sign up for updates from Channel 4 right into your mailbox. So it looks like the parade is rounding the corner near the convention center. Hello, people. There they go. They're waving. Live coverage of the parade right now. We should have sent our Roy Molehill down there. Yes, thank you very much. You're part of this celebration. So there's the old parade. So avoid the downtown area if you can, because it's going to be kind of a mess. And the city of Pittsburgh Police Department would like – all right, shut up – would like you to know that they will have extra police on hand to those who may have imbibed a little bit too much on the green beer The Pittsburgh Police and the Allegheny County Police will be out. Public Safety Director Lee Schmidt said Pittsburgh is the place to be on St. Patrick's Day, rivaling much larger cities in participation and crowd size for the parade. It's also the day when a city comes together to celebrate and patronize Pittsburgh's many bars and restaurants. The Pittsburgh Police have been preparing for months with the goal of making it a safe and fun day. Police will be watching for public intoxication and or public cannabis use. So not all that's green is welcome on St. Patrick's Day. Open containers of alcohol and drunken driving. Public safety wants everyone to get home safely. Please choose a designated driver. Hire a taxi or rideshare platform such as Uber or Lyft. And I'm sure a lot of Uber drivers out there right now putting plastic in the back seats of their cars, even as we speak. Rideshare drivers will be directed to designated pickup and drop-off areas to reduce vehicle congestion on East Carson Street. The fire department also will be sending fire inspectors out on East Carson Street and in the surrounding area to conduct compliance checks. Pittsburgh EMS is covering the parade and multiple events in the city with extra personnel. The Allegheny County Sheriff's Department is sending deputies out to provide law enforcement assistance. For more information about the parade route, visit pittsburgh.com/bleh. Oh, no, blog. I'm sorry. I thought it was bleh. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Overcast skies today, looking for a high of 39 degrees. Overnight, well, more of the same. Cloudy skies with a low of 27. Chance of snow on Sunday, and then rain likely in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy, 42. Rain likely Sunday night, possibly changing over to snow. Showers likely on Monday with a high of 42. And then on Tuesday, a chance of snow showers. Mostly cloudy with a high near 33. Little or no accumulation at this point, although they are saying we could get some later on in the week. 33 right now in Beaver County, also in Butler, 33 in Washington, and outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 32. With new music from Sabrina Carpenter.
the circus. Woke up this morning, thought I'd write a pop hit. How quickly can you take your clothes off, pop quiz?
From Sabrina Carpenter here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and post news at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And on Tube City Online Radio, it's 1230.
Teeny bopper, my teenage lover. Such a groove, please don't move. Please stay in my love house by the river. Fast talking guys with strange red eyes. I put things in your mind that set your head a wonder. I love you so, please don't go. Please stay here with me in Mendocino. Mendocino.
They're called the Royal Blues on Radio 9. Happy St. Patrick's Day Parade weekend. I'm already green here, around the gills mostly and on my teeth. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. 412-385-7450. You can also find me online at Jay Thurber Show. Here are the Stampeders on Radio 9.
Well, I'm on my way to the city lights. Shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train. I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman.
next song I know that mentions macaroons. Hey, I should have mentioned, I should have, the passing, the sad passing of American actor, a career that spanned 60 years almost. And I'm speaking, of course, of Robert Blake, who died on Thursday. Let's play something in honor of Robert Blake. No, no, no.
Jay Thurber.
This boombox.
That was me.
This boombox. Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend.
is WRCT's Jay Thurber program, brought to you in part by Vitale's Drugstore in Carrick, Horn's Department Store.
Sound of Jimmy Beaumont and the Skyliners here on Radio 9. Boy, those weather forecasts and references sure sounded like they were almost 1 year out of date, didn't they? Almost as if Jay Thurber just got here into the studio and was running a program from 1 year ago this weekend. Wonder what happened. While we puzzle that out, let's listen to the Buckinghams on Radio 9. Much more music time. I was just down at the Gurgly Riverfront Park here in McKeesport. Someone has to play boy reporter or girl reporter, depending on the day. Anyways, so I was just down there. They are rededicating the Riverfront Park here in McKeesport 40 years after its original dedication. Was just the ceremony. Of course, they scheduled it for 12 o'clock. No consideration for my schedule. Needless to say. So I see we have on the caller ID, I see I missed a call from Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon, also missed a call from Drew. If you want to give me a call back, 412-385-7450. This is for everyone who's been sitting down there in the rain at the Riverfront Park. These are the Cow Sills.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me.
I love you. suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Where did she go?
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
Happy. She had made me happy.
Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere.
I love the flowers.
Was she reality or just a dream to me?
I love the flowers.
Her love showed me the way to find a sunny day.
Sound of the Cow's Hills on Radio 9. Don't forget, we've got news for you coming up at 1 o'clock. More music after this message.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to pema.pa.gov and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by Ready PA, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Radio 9.
Don't touch that dial.
Music.
Here's Lynn Anderson. Anderson from 1966 here on Radio 9, coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies. Stay tuned for my friend and yours, Eric O'Brien, and Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, all those great soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Eric brings them back to you. Along with some occasional moments of silliness, it's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That's coming up at 3 right here on Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Intrigue surrounding the sixth place Pittsburgh Penguins after the trade that sent away Jake Guentzel. Penguins players and coaches are telling reporters that they were unhappy with the entire process. Management sat down with team leaders to explain what was coming. There are intense rumors that Sidney Crosby has asked to be traded. So far, he's denying it. The team is denying it. But some people say that when they saw Crosby's comments on Guentzel being dealt to the Carolina Hurricanes, when he said that Guentzel was his friend, it was a privilege to play on the Penguins with him, and he didn't have any comment about the management. Well, several NHL analysts telling the Hockey News and Pittsburgh Hockey Now that they think that that means that Crosby wants out of the floundering team. Penguins on the road tonight to take on the Boston Bruins. Game time is at 3 o'clock. Seventh place right now for our Pittsburgh Penguins. Pitt Panthers are at home tonight, men's basketball, to host the North Carolina State Wolfpack. That game tips off at 7:45 p.m. Elsewhere in the world of college basketball, the number 5 ranked USC women beat number 7 UCLA 80-70 in double OT to reach the Pac-12 championship game. Boise State defeated number 21 ranked San Diego State 79-77 in overtime.
Steel City weather.
It is rainy and miserable out there right now. God bless everybody who came out this morning to the ceremony at Gurgley Riverfront Park in McKeesport to rededicate that park to the late Richard Gurgley, because it is crummy out there. 52 degrees, showers likely for the remainder of the afternoon. Rain mixed with snow overnight with a low of 32. Windy, rain mixed with snow on Sunday with a high of 38. More of the same Sunday night, wind mixed with snow, low of 28. Sunny skies on Monday with a high of 50. Tuesday, sunny skies and a little warmer with a high of 63 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 49 right now in Butler, 52 in Washington. It's 51 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 59 at WRCT with new music from Billy Joel.
Please open the door. Nothing is different. We've been here before. Pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence, and pride sticks out his tongue, laughs at the portrait that we become, stuck in a frame, unable to change. I was wrong. I'm late. It's been a long winter and different. And maybe you love me, maybe you don't. Maybe you learn to, and maybe you won't. You've had enough, but I won't give up on you. I'm late.
right now. Is there still time for forgiveness? Won't you tell me how? I can't read your mind, but I see you now. As we're laying in the darkness, did I wait too long to turn the lights back on? I'm here right now. Yes, I'm here right now. Looking for forgiveness. I can see as we're laying in the darkness. Yes, we're laying in the darkness. Did I wait too long to turn the lights back on?
The new single from Billy Joel here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber at 12:58. Much more music time. This board needs to be cleaned or something. Got some scratchy pots here. The Scratchy Pots Orchestra in the background to take us to news time. Say that was the Scratchy Pots Orchestra. It is not. This is Pete Fountain with Bud Dant and his orchestra covering Gravy Waltz. I'm Jay Thurber. The website jaythurbershow.com. We're on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Caroline Malone. The U.S. Senate is racing to pass a package of $460 billion spending to avoid a government shutdown at midnight. Congress also still has to navigate trickier funding issues ahead of another shutdown deadline in 2 weeks. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
The U.S. Senate is racing to beat the clock to approve 6 spending bills that would mean departments including transportation, agriculture, and veterans affairs will remain funded this weekend. They're trying to avoid a shutdown deadline of midnight. The majority of both parties realize that the government running out of money could paint them in a negative light, something which could put off voters in a crucial election year.
No kidding.
But another more difficult deadline is just 2 weeks away, when lawmakers will need to agree to the remaining 6 bills, which would fund departments including the Pentagon and Homeland Security. That deadline comes around on March the 22nd. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Hungary Prime Minister Viktor Orban is in the United States and is set to meet up with Donald Trump. In a highly unusual move, the leader of a fellow NATO country is not expected to meet with anyone from the Biden administration. U.S. correspondent William Denslow reports.
Donald Trump and Viktor Orban have long maintained strong ties. Trump regularly praises the right-wing Hungarian Prime Minister on the campaign trail as a great leader. Orban often clashes with fellow European leaders over his pro-Kremlin stance and policies on issues such as immigration. Earlier this year, Orbán said in a speech that while there can't be election interference, he'd like to see Trump return to the White House. The decision to visit the US without a White House invite will likely further sour ties with the Biden administration, who have long criticised Orbán's views on Ukraine. William Denslow, New York.
A group of artists who were scheduled to perform at South by Southwest Festival in the U.S. state of Texas say they are boycotting it in solidarity with Palestine. The musicians are refusing to perform in protest of the festival's inclusion of the defense industry and a U.S. Army sponsorship. Sally Patterson reports from Austin, Texas.
Thousands of visitors have arrived in Austin for the annual South by Southwest conference. The nearly two-week-long event includes live panels, screenings, gigs and more, covering topics from artificial intelligence to energy production. But a small group of artists say they won't perform this year because of the festival's links to companies involved in the production of weapons which are being used in Gaza. Plus, the U.S. Army is listed as a super sponsor of this year's conference and is presenting more than nine events of its own. The festival hasn't commented on the boycott so far. Sally Patterson, Austin, Texas.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Thank you very large. I should mention, by the way, that they did pass that Senate bill, I think, late last night or early this morning. You can tell that FSN tapes those little newscasts in advance, but costs us $5 a week, so we get what we pay for, don't we?
Hawaiian Eye. Starring Anthony Isley, Robert Conrad, and Connie Stevens.
Jay Thurber
with Ponce Ponce.
Hawaiian Eye.